This computer. There. Okay. So a formal welcome to Happy Hour, everyone, wherever in the world you are in this moment, as part of the Sangha practicing together. So the theme for today's practice, as I was referring to earlier, as Marie-Christine was saying, how challenging it is right now with the Delta variant in Sydney, Australia, with the lockdown. The theme for today's practice is compassion, for compassion for how difficult this year has been for ourselves, for people we care about, for all beings everywhere, to acknowledge that, to note the pain, to note the ouch with compassion, bringing care, warmth, love to hold the pain, the suffering for ourselves and for our loved ones, for all beings on this planet for this year. So I'll say a couple of words about the practice of compassion and how we're going to do it tonight. So as you may know, and as a refresher, when metta, when loving kindness, when friendliness, goodwill meets pain, holds, when it meets sorrow, when it meets suffering, it expresses itself as compassion. So metta plus suffering equals compassion. Another way that has been said is that compassion is the love child of suffering and metta. And the practice of compassion isn't one that will make us depressed or more morose, but it lifts the heart because we bring care, we bring love, we bring affection, warmth to the pain, to the difficulty. So it's a soothing self, practice of compassion as a healing venture. And the way we will do it together tonight is, first, we will bring up someone we care about who's had a tough time in this past year in the pandemic and practice metta for them. And then turn to ourselves, because often we don't see our own suffering and pain. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And what if we treated ourselves as our own best friend, the same way that we see our good friend and hold them with care, compassion, hold ourselves with the same compassion and care. And then we turn it outwards for all beings, for all human beings, and then for all beings in our connection in this world, where we've all been going through this together, through this challenging year, with different challenges for everyone, different levels, different amounts. It's not a time to compare, to say, oh, better, worse. We're going to bow to comparison, say, thank you, comparison. You're not needed right now. We're just going to tune into the challenge and with compassion and care without comparing and judging. So with that, I'd like to invite us to settle and arrive in our seat. To start right here, right now. Landing in our bodies. And as always, we start this practice together with some minutes of settling, arriving with mindfulness, with gathering and collecting our hearts and minds before we turn to metta and compassion. So landing in the body, greeting the feet, said bones, our hands, our spine, our face, our breath, moving through this body, the breath moving, in breath and out breath. Calming, soothing. Settling the heart with each out-breath. Settling the body with each out-breath. In fact, for the next few breaths, let's elongate the out-breath a little bit to release, to relax, to really settle. Maybe even vocalizing, it's okay. One more time, vocalizing together. In your own time and rhythm. Letting a few breaths be slower than usual, the out breath specially elongated. Settle. Just settling and landing with the soothing, calming, nourishing breath. As if the breath is an expression of metta, of care, compassion. Nourishing, wrapping us, enlivening us. Wrapping us as if with a blanket of goodness. Soothing, calming. And now I'd like to invite you if you would bring to mind a dear friend, a good friend, maybe a relative, a benefactor, someone for whom your care, your friendliness comes easily. Could be someone you know well or someone you don't know that well. It's okay. As long as your care flows with ease and there isn't too much complication in your relationship, bringing this being to mind, and it could also be a child or a pet, as always. This person, this being, imagining them and how challenging this past year has been for them in different ways. Bringing their image, their felt sense, near and dear to your heart. As if they were sitting with you. Acknowledging this has been a hard year. This has been a hard year. As you acknowledge the difficulty, the challenge for them, some ways you may know, some of which you may not know. As if you are wrapping them in the blanket of goodwill, the same way one would cuddle a little baby. A blanket of care, of affection. Or if another image comes up for you that signifies your care, your compassion, your desire to soothe, to calm, to care. For this being, being in touch with the challenge, with the ouch, with the sorrow, with the heaviness, and yet not getting lost. Not drowning in the pain, the sorrow, letting it be held, the uplift of care, of affection, of metta. I wish you well. May you be free from sorrow, from difficulty. Or may you meet this challenge with ease. May you meet this challenge with peace. Or I care about you. I know it's been hard. I hold you with care. I hold you with affection, with compassion. May May you meet this difficulty, this sorrow, this heaviness, with ease, with grace. I wish you ease in the midst. Of what has been hard. Either with words, imagery, or maybe with your breath. Maybe each out breath as it flows out of your chest, your heart center. Imagining that each breath brings them ease, more comfort in the midst of the difficulty. Holding them, supporting them, caressing them. Each breath, each out breath glowing ease, care, love, goodness, friendliness, compassion, soothing, bringing care, calm, ease. To this dear being, now I'd like to invite you, without any comparison, and if comparison and judgment step in, see them clearly with eyes of gentle metta. Bow to them and say thank you. Not now. Thank you. Not needed. Gently putting them down. Without comparison, allow yourself now, if you will, to be seen through the eyes of this dear being, this friendly person being you've been practicing with. Just as you've been seeing them, for the challenges they've been going through this past year and continue to go through. Let them see you with eyes of friendliness, eyes of care. Let yourself be seen. Let yourself be seen with caring, with compassionate eyes. Held, received, the way they see you and hold you with care. It's been tough for you this past year. It continues to be, as it continues to unwind. Let yourself be seen with eyes of compassion. Let yourself be held at the gaze of care. And receiving wishes of metta, wishes of compassion, as they wish for you. May you have ease. May you meet this challenge, this difficulty, this sorrow with ease, with grace, as much as possible. May you be soothed, be eased. The challenges you're meeting, you have been meeting. May you carry your load your sorrow, your difficulty, your pain, your suffering. As much lightness and peace as possible. Let their wishes for you be received. Let them land, feeling them in your heart and your bones. Letting your challenge, inviting your sorrow to be held, to be met. But the peace, the lightness of metta and care. Acknowledging yourself that yes, it has been hard. It continues to be challenging. Adding your own compassion, your own care to that of your dear being for you, for yourself. As if with each breath, more ease, more compassion and care is being breathed in to your heart, into your mind heart, meeting the challenge, suffering. And if you like to put your palm in your heart center, your chest, soothing, soothing, calming. A younger version of yourself. It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay, darling. It's okay. It is hard. It's okay. A hand, the hand signifying both soothing and strength for yourself. Yes, it is hard. And yes, there is love and compassion from you to support yourself. Strength of compassion, strength of care. It's okay, darling. It's okay. It's okay. I am here for you. I'm here for myself, not abandoning myself, caring for my own heart. Now turning our care, our metta, to meet the suffering of the world, the form of compassion outward, shining it outward. We are not different. I am not different from my dear being, from all beings. In having had challenges, not comparing the amounts, lesser, more, not comparing or judging, but all beings, all human beings through this pandemic have had challenges. Been sorrow for everyone. Shining the light of our care, our compassion, outward, touching ourselves first, bringing healing and soothing to ourselves, our dear being, our beings, and shining far and wide. May all beings, may all human beings, all beings, have as much ease as possible the midst of this challenge that is the pandemic. Knowing that, fully knowing that this aspiration is so big. Yes, we can't take everyone's suffering away. We can't soothe the whole world. And yet, turning our hearts towards this aspiration, wishing, inclining our minds towards this wish with generosity, with goodwill, with love and care. May it be so. May it be so. As if adding a drop of our compassion, putting it on the altar of humanity as our offering. May all beings everywhere be free from sorrow and suffering. May they meet their challenge. Their pain with as much ease and peace as possible. May all beings everywhere be free from pain and sorrow. May all beings everywhere be well. Thank you all. Thank you for the grace of your practice. Compassion. Compassion for ourselves, for others, for all beings in this difficult year of the pandemic. All the pain and sorrow. So, we have time, we have space for reflections, for what you discovered, what you noticed, to share it with Sangha for your own benefit and the benefit of others, or questions. All welcome. You can type them in chat if you wish. If they're typed just to me, I will only read the reflection, not your name. If it's typed to everyone, I'll read your name also. You can also raise your hand, your Zoom hand, your physical hand I may not see. And would love to hear from you. One reflection question coming in. Do you have suggestions for how to address sleepiness? It seemed today like I was practicing napping. No worries. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're sleep deprived. If that is the case, then maybe that needs self-care needs to be primary. And if that's not the case, so if you're sleep deprived, then it's okay. It's all right. Trust that this practice worked in ways that were needed for you as self-care, as self-compassion. But sometimes napping could be an avoidance. We don't want to go to compassion place. It's too big. So if you're not sleep deprived, then many things you can do. One is to open your eyes, bring more energy in the visual field, just not staring at anything in particular, but kind of diffuse eyes. Another option is to breathe a little more deeply, just to bring up the invigoration of the breath. Another one is to sit up a little straighter. Another one is to stand. Do standing meditation. Don't do sitting. So all of these are options that you can do. And please play around with them. Another reflection, lots of tears, lots of physical rocking. Grateful for your voice inviting me back and again and again. Oh, thank you for that reflection. Yeah, can be quite overwhelming taking it all in. Reflection on YouTube, Parul says, I realize that I shy away from how I relate with suffering as it seems enormous. I wonder how to transform that. So maybe start with a small, you know, you don't want to take the 100-pound weight suffering. And your question, I'm not sure whether this, and please feel free to expand, if it came up, this enormity of suffering came up when you turned it toward the whole world, or was it also the same for you when you were doing it with your friend and yourself? I'm going to assume maybe it came up when you were meeting the suffering of the whole world. And in that case, the thing to do is to, again, acknowledge that it is enormous. As I was saying, it's an aspiration. It's not that we're going to fix it all, but it's an aspiration. It's as if we're praying, as if we're putting our wishes, our compassion, putting it on the altar of humanity as an offering. So that's the invitation to work with it that way. And if you want to type more on YouTube, there's a 30-second delay, but I can see what might come back. One more reflection. I felt waves of validation, compassion, and peace for a recent difficulty. Oh, lovely. Thank you for sharing that. One more reflection here is very, very sweet meditation. Glad it was supportive for you. Yeah. And Abraham, please.
Thank you. You're so very emotional and it washes over me. And sometimes it distracts me. I know I'm also very emotional, but I sometimes have a hard time coming to meet you. And so what I found was that I repeated the phrase that you used for myself, and that way I make it for myself. And it was like I was embodying what your cue was. And that I found was much better. So I don't know if anybody else is like that, but that was what worked for me.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. Thank you, Abraham. We're all different in many different ways. And I so appreciate in what you shared is that you are making the invitations. These are all invitations. We all have our different style. You're making the invitations work for you to meet you where you are, because I can't tune to every single person. For some people, it's very, very sweet. It's very opening, lots of physical rocking and tears. And for some people, it's like, oh, emotion, really emotional. So beautiful. Thank you, Abraham. I just love hearing how you make it work for you. Yay. Yay. I'm having so much mudita for your practice. Yeah. And I think are you trying? Oh, sweet. See the heart. Yeah. Really moves me. Thank you. Thank you for that reflection. Beautiful. So, dear ones, we have come to the time when we turn to meet each other in small groups. And let us meet each other in small group of with compassion, with how difficult it is now. And it has been. Again, no comparing, no judging, but just meeting each other, meeting fellow travelers, being held, holding each other. Might be silent. There may be no word, or there may be words. So we'll start with 15 seconds of silent compassion for each other. And after 15 seconds, you're welcome to share as much as you like or as little as you like with each other, but your practice. And yeah, beauty of Sangha. So the rooms are created, and please take care of yourselves, take care of each other with gentleness, kindness, generosity, and the rooms are open. Enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. The rooms are closed. And we have a couple of minutes for any reflections. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you haven't shared in a while. You can raise your Zoom hand or type in chat. What did you discover? Let's practice together. Especially if you're new, we would love to hear from you. If you wish. You're able to unmute yourself now if you want. Oops, can't. Barbara, I see your lips moving, but I can't hear you.
Okay.
There.
So I'm new. So I'm one who experienced tears. And especially when you put the hand on our heart, and you said to feel compassion for your younger self, and that surprised me because I was focusing towards the beloved person, and then when we turned it inward, it was like tears. Thank you
so much. Yeah, this practice shows up in places where it's needed. Where it's needed, it shows up in surprising ways. Yeah. Yeah, really appreciate your reflection. One more reflection coming in. Felt so sweet to sit with Sangha, big and small. Felt like coming home. Aww. That is so sweet. What a lovely, lovely reflection to end on. Felt like coming home. So it is 7 o'clock, and let us bring our practice of compassion for ourselves, for others, to a close. So I thank you all for showing up, for cultivating, for sharing your goodness with all beings everywhere. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you.